Hello everyone, this is Celia Bryce here. You can probably hear the wind and you can probably hear the sea. I'm standing at the mouth of the River Tyne, the area I live in. To the left of me is the magnificent Tynemouth Priory and Castle. And to the right of me, across the river, is a Roman fort called Arbea. So much history surrounded by it, it's amazing. It's a river I love, it's a river I've known all my life, and I walk along it quite a lot, thinking maybe of lyrics, maybe of story plots, storylines, which may go into my songs or it may go into my fiction. Both things are what I do, songwriting and fiction writing. They are what I am now. I'm hoping you're going to spend the next hour with us. It's me and the band, Celia Bryce Band, with our new album, Here Before. We'll talk a little bit about how it was made. We'll talk a little bit about my influences, because I've included a few tracks, which you'll hear later, which I think are integral to me and the way I like to write. And then we'll have some interviews with a Nashville producer and a Tyneside producer, because this time last year we were preparing to go off to Nashville to record this album totally over there, first time ever in Nashville. Really exciting. But then of course COVID happened and we couldn't go. So we had to think of how to proceed really. And we did proceed, and we actually made the album. I'm very proud of it, I'm very pleased with it, and I met some amazing people. Let's open with the title track, Here Before.
Now you walk back right through my door and want to
you before. I do hope you enjoyed it. And while you were listening, I made my way back home to where it's a lot warmer and where Colin is sitting next to me and we're drinking a cup of coffee. Colin plays bass in the band and he was also instrumental in making sure our album Here Before was actually produced. He was kind of the middleman.
Hello, everybody. I didn't think I was getting a chance.
I like to let him have a few words now and then. So we didn't get to Nashville. But what we did was obviously record this album, which Colin will talk about later on in more detail. But we also decided we'd try and have a holiday and eat some food every single night, which would remind us of Nashville. So there were bottles of Corona all over the place, I seem to recall. And Colin made this iconic dish.
It was seared scallops with swordfish key largo, which is fast-cooked swordfish with slices of chilli and a lime. It was absolutely fantastic. Made a lot better by ice-cold beer with it.
And we ate a worrisome amount, I think, of tortilla chips, because every meal had tortilla chips and nearly all of them had guacamole on too. But, you know, it made us feel good.
And you can see all those recipes and photographs of them all on the Celia Bryce Band Facebook page from last May.
I was looking at them earlier on and I was salivating. I'm going to introduce you to another song, which is one of my favourite songs. We've done a cover version of this. It's a song by Gretchen Peters, my favourite song, On a Bus to St Cloud. And I love this song because Gretchen Peters delves deeply into emotions, but she captures them without any kind of sugary sentiment. And I always want to listen to the words of her songs. They never wash over you. They're never bland or cliched. So have a listen to this. Hope you like our version of it.
On a bus to St. Cloud, Minnesota, I thought I saw you there. Snow falling all around you like a silent prayer. And later on in New York City, with the jazz and the sin in the air, driving on up the freeway. Snowfall.
on a bus to St. Cloud. I hope you enjoyed our version. I am Celia Bryce, and that was the Celia Bryce Band's cover of a wonderful Gretchen Peters song. The next song I'm going to play is a song called Nome. And Nome, if you don't know this, is a place up in Alaska, which was a gold rush town, and in fact still is. I did a visit there a few times, actually, and on my last visit, taking an early morning walk, I met a man who looked a bit down on his luck, actually. But he smiled at me and said, and wished me a blessed day, which I thought was fantastic. And that's actually where this song comes from. I'm going to hand you over to Colin now, though. He's going to talk about the actual playing of the wonderful Tom Yutz on this song.
Tom Yutz is a bluegrass producer. And the process was, we sent him a demo, and he produced the backing. Now, the demo we sent him had quite a lot of banjo on it. When it came back to us, it sounded like Joe Walsh playing Rocky Mountain Way. And we sort of said, this isn't quite how we envisaged it. Somehow, we have to introduce banjo into that. He got a great bluegrass player called Justin Moses to come in, and you can hear the result of that now.
These roads of age with the feet of miners, the roll of wheels and thud of hooves. These sands are soaked with the sweat of dreamers, the salt of tears, the gold of fools. These streets have flowed with the rush of hunters, the soup of dust and falling rain. These seas are swift with the fevered hopers, the waves of wishing swirls of pain.
Thank you.
was Gnome from our album Here Before. I hope you enjoyed it. That track, and indeed the whole album, was produced in Nashville by Tom Yutz.
Well, Tom, I guess British country fans will be familiar with people like Nancy Griffiths and Jim Lauderdale and Tom T. Hall that you've played with, but you've had more success in bluegrass recently, haven't you?
Yeah, as a songwriter, I had most of my cuts in bluegrass. I do a fair amount of work for TV and movie as well, but I'd say most of my work as a songwriter is in the field of bluegrass or Americana music.
I was just looking at 2020. It's just been a horrendous year for Nashville, hasn't it? You know, the tornado, the riots, the flash floods, the bombing. You know, you must be glad to see the back of 2020.
It's been a bit rough, yes. We had the tornado right after the pandemic, and then right after the pandemic started, then we had another storm, a Horatio, which is a really narrow storm that actually came through our neighborhood here too, and luckily we just lost a couple of trees. That was it. And then we had the bombing on Christmas Day. It was just it's been kind of a weird year, but you know, like you guys, we're ready to move on.
Presumably it's had a huge effect in terms of record production for you, because has everything been remote for you?
Well, I made a decision early on that I was not going to let anybody in here or go anywhere, because I'm a firm believer that we have two options. We're either a part of the problem or a part of the solution, and I chose that I'm going to be a part of the latter. A lot of people in Nashville have continued to record. That being said, my studio is not super big. This is about 1,000 square feet, so if you're in here with five people, it's really tight. If you're a Blackbird, you have a lot more space to spread out, so they can take measures to keep people physically socially distanced and stuff that might work a little better. But that being said, a lot of people, a lot of my friends too, have gotten sick because they kept working, and some ended up in the hospital, some had no symptoms at all, and you know, it's just ran the gamut of the whole thing.
And of course we did this across the Atlantic, but I was fascinated that the process of, we sent the demo tracks and then we sent the guide track attached to a click track. What did you then do? Did you put the drums down first, or did you put an acoustic guitar down? What was the technical side of it like?
Well, you know, it's not too different from what we typically do. Would be, we'd get everybody in here, everybody would play to a click track, and the singer would lay down a guide track, and then later redo their part. What we have to do differently when we work remotely is that you need to send me a vocal and a guide guitar to a click track, and then I can, if the guitar is bothering me, I can mute it and add my own or add several others, and the click track is always the reference. And then once I was done with that, I generated a drum loop that represented what I thought the overall feel of the song was, and added electric guitars to it and added bass to it. And then I sent that to the drummer, and two versions of that, one version with the drums so he could hear the general direction, and one without the drums so he could play to it. Everybody who's played on this record, we've worked together so much that it's not necessarily making that much of a difference, because we're all very comfortable playing to a click track. If you had one person in the mix who's not comfortable with that, it would not work. But since we work together all the time, it's obviously not as much fun, because we're not interacting with each other. And a certain level of spontaneity goes out the window when you're not playing together. On the other hand, a certain level of more attention to detail becomes a part of the thing, maybe.
The other thing that was fascinating for us was the bouncing the mixes backward and forward, and you know, getting your original ideas and then us coming back. And the one that stood out, I think, was probably Peacemaker, which came to us in almost as a sort of soft rock song. And we said, oh, we sort of envisaged this more as a bluegrass song. And then he got Justin in and he played the dobro and the fiddle and the banjo, and it sounded completely different. Presumably that's quite different than when you've got people sitting in the room with you doing it.
Yeah, I mean, if we would have been together in the room, you could have said, hey, I'd like to hear what this sounds like with the banjo, and you would have heard it immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
and this way, you just had to trust me that it was going to work later. So it's, again, it's just, you know, if everybody's open to having a dialogue about it, it's not it's fairly easy to do. I quite enjoy working like that. Also because, you know, it's not as, you're not constrained in terms of time. If you have people here and you pay them by the day, they're going to be here for 8 hours and then they're going to be gone. And if you want them to do something again, then, you know, you pay them again. And this way we could just focus on everything a little more ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And of course with people like Justin and Lynn Williams, I'm saying, you don't get to play with John Hyatt and you know, Delbert McClinton and people like that, unless you're reasonably good on your instruments, do you, you know?
Oh, those are, everybody who plays on this record is world class. I mean, the people who move to Nashville move here because that's where you go when you've outgrown your hometown and you want to see if you can run with the big boys or girls. And, you know, it's intimidating at first, obviously, to the people who come here as players, and also often intimidating to the people who come here who have not recorded in Nashville yet, because it feels like all of a sudden there's this big machine rolling and you're barely getting used to it, and they already got the first track done. So again, you know, maybe working like this is favorable in the sense that nobody's feels any kind of pressure to perform in the moment.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Tom, and thanks for taking part in the interview. And we've spent a bit of time talking about the bluegrass influences on the song Peacemaker, so you're now going to hear it.
Beautiful. Thank you. And it was a pleasure to make this record.
Washed up on another lonely land. There was a troubled man, and he walked a troubled road, a troubled road that never seemed to end. He stumbled to the sea, and he took himself a boat, but washed up on another troubled land.
Peacemaker, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Tommy. He was such an amazing guy. And I hope you enjoyed Peacemaker. That song is something that I wrote after being devastated by the 2016 US elections, and I just wrote it straight out, almost a protest song. It's an example of the way I write some of my songs. They just come straight into my head, or, you know, they can come with a little bit of work on a guitar or a piano or whatever. This just came straight away, and I took it to the band, who were a bit ambivalent about it because we didn't know how to do it, but when we sent it over to Tom in Nashville, he really cemented the way I think we will now play it, which is great. The next song you're going to hear is a song called Hurricane. And Hurricane, Colin came to the table with an idea about this song. Curtis Mayfield was his influence with this one, and he played it, showed me some of the words, and I took it and did what I do, which is change it around a bit. So have a listen to this and see what you think. A song called Hurricane. And I'm Celia Bryce. This is UKCountryRadio.com, and it's a Celia Bryce radio show.
If you are lonely, there's a ship come sailing. If you are weak, they'll see you on board. If you are helpless, they'll keep the wheel turning and steer this vessel to a safer shore. If you are poor, they'll bring you some comfort. If you're downtrodden, they'll lift you up high. If you are rich, they'll help you to kindness. Scare that old devil with a spit in his eye. But when love
give it its proper title, Like a Hurricane, and I'm Celia Bryce. I'm doing a Celia Bryce radio show on UKCountryRadio.com. We're going to come back and listen to some more of the Celia Bryce Band music after this.